But you saw that seagull take that girl's eye out. So take, that was your girl. Okay, let's say you had
it
the,
didn't take her eye out.
I but, mean, it took it fucking went at her eye.
Yeah.
All right, you're at the beach. Seagull takes out your girl's eye. You stay with her, one eye.
I mean, she's still gonna be able to see.
You stay with her? I don't know if I could.
She didn't lose her sight.
So if she was blind, you'd leave her. That's kind of messed up to say.
I didn't.
No, that's exactly what you said.
I didn't say any of that.
That's exactly what you said.
That's you trying to insinuate.
No.
Yeah.
You said she didn't lose her sight. Like, if she would have lost her sight, maybe.
No, you're insinuating that's what I was going at.
So, okay. You're just with your girl, period. And she gets a deformity or something. She loses a limb. You stay with her or no?
It depends on what limb it is.
An arm?
I mean, that could be helpful.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that motherfucker up out of her.
Dirty J.
I don't even know what you're doing to my table, bro. What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bumping Gums podcast. I'm Dirty J here, my right hand man, Mr. Delicious himself, Kebby Kev.
What up?
What were you doing?
I was stretching my hips.
That was kind of weird. And then you're staring at me just doing it, bro.
Dog, you're across from me. What are you talking about?
Hey, so, okay.
I didn't stare into your eyes.
You were gazing in my eyes.
No, I wasn't.
I have a question.
You always got a question.
Yeah, because, okay. Well, how was your weekend?
I mean, I had to work. It was good.
I was off on the weekend.
Yeah.
All right, I want to get to mine because I got a question. All right, let's get that out the way.
Get in.
All right, we had our tournament. My boys had our tournament. Got our ass whooped. Got molly whopped.
Mm.
Just, ugh.
Yeah, that don't sound good.
Nah, it was ugly.
That's not a good start.
Okay. We're leaving the tournament. It was like between games. Between our second and our third game.
Gotcha.
And we're going out to eat. Half the boys want to come with me. I don't know why. So, and I have a fucking, what do I have? A Nissan Rogue.
Yeah.
I have seven boys come with me.
You know, that's like one of those Mexican stereotypes.
Where is it? Oh, that wasn't it. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, we don't have to label that shit.
Oh, the funny thing is they are labeled. I just haven't looked at it. Jesus. All right. We had a bunch of people in my car. All right. So my son and one of my other players is sitting in the back seat.
Okay.
And they're all trying to adjust themselves, right?
Right.
All right. I just hear my son say, don't ever do that again. And he, serious voice.
Right.
And I was like, you know, Jay, he got a little serious voice. He's got a
deep voice.
Yeah, don't ever do that again. Real serious. I was like, what the fuck? And I know when he's mad, so I kind of look, what's going on? He goes, I'm not going to say kid's name. He goes, kid just looked down at his pants, at his lap, then looked at me and winked. Bro, I was dying. And I go, what? It got me so off guard.
So is this kid like a jokester or some shit?
He's new on the team. I don't know him like that. Every time I've ever seen him, he's always been quiet.
Right.
So I go, what? Kid does it again. Where I don't look. He looks down at his lap, looked at my son, smooth ass wink. Just hit him with it.
He hit him with it, did he?
Bro. I didn't know,
hold on, I'm gonna call your parents.
It was awkward.
Hey,
and
I need you to come pick up little Billy.
And we just got in the car. Like, we hadn't even left the spot yet. It was so awkward. So we're almost there. We're going to Peter Piper's. We're going to get some pizza.
Oh, he wanted some Peter.
To give that Piper. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm just torn. Like, do I bring this up to the parents? Kind of like, hey, like, this is kind of like just the heads up. This is what happened.
No, I mean,
because then he blew on my son's neck later on.
It's like he's. I don't know if this kid's like a jokester, if he's fucking with Jay, like.
But at that age,
like, I don't think that he's being serious. Like, he, like, I don't know how gay dudes would get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if a gay dude would be like that brash to, you know, like.
Oh, it was flirt. Bold. It was bold.
Yeah, to flirt that boldly. Like, no, I don't. I think he's fucking with him.
I don't know, man. My son feels uncomfortable with him now.
It's kind of bad. Like, I want to ask, like, what race he is. But if he's a different race, it might single him out.
Yeah. Let's not touch that one.
Yeah, you can tell me off mic.
And I'm like, I don't know if I should say something. Because then, like, my son just yelled, what? And I turned around, I looked in the rearview mirror, I go, what now? He goes, he blew on my neck.
He's fucking
And
weird.
I was like, So we're getting back in the car, we had to head back, and Jay go, I want to sit next to him. I'm like, you have no choice. Like tough it
no,
out.
No, I do have a choice.
Like, no.
He can sit somewhere else.
So, yeah. So, like, that was half the week. And the other weekend, like, now my son's like, hey, can so-and-so come over? Now, he was trying to get girls to come over. And now it's like, baby talking about, you need to have the talk.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know how to bring that up. I don't even think I had to talk with Layla. I let her mom do that.
Well, I mean, it is a little easier for a woman to talk to a woman about in regards to that. Just like it should be as a man, you're going to pull Jay to the side like, hey, I know you getting at that age. I know you be, you know, you're starting to explore yourself and yada, yada, yada.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to bring it up because I've caught Jay's porn. And motherfucker's a freak. Like, he probably teach me some things. Like his porn, how would you say?
Catalog?
Yeah, his catalog is interesting. So it's like, I don't know how to really bring it up. Without making it weird.
Well, you just have to talk to him like, son, you're at a certain age.
So what age would you say is the good, let's have that talk age?
Well, if he's already looking at porn, then you got to have the talk. Because, I mean, he's already seen people doing it. So it's like, hey, I know at some point in time, you're going to find someone that wants to do the same thing that you want to do. So,
that sounds so weird, bro.
Like, I mean, you don't have to say it like what I just said verbatim or no shit like that. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, at a certain point in time, you have to pull him to the side and like, hey, let's go take a ride.
You trying to put me in the taco, you got to put the gloves on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get you.
But you know what I'm saying? You gotta be upfront with him, like, yo, you know, you don't wanna start off, you know what I'm saying, doing this and you know, you gotta keep it real.
You know, you be talking to your little mistake like I'm talking to mine. We got a great show for y'all today. Oh, got some goodness good topics. Gracious. Let's just jump right in there. Episode 231. Appreciate y'all coming back.
Yeah, baby. What's up?
It's been a minute.
No, not really. I mean, you know, we're back into the swing of things. You know, we came back last week, you know, gave you the turkey and cranberry sauce. And
You didn't even bring no cranberry, man. Dog, I
forgot all about it until I was just saying it just then. I was like, damn, I forgot all about it.
You know, and we were driving the other day. After we recorded, we were driving. It was just quiet, right? And I just go, damn, I want some kids cranberry sauce. Baby looked at me like, what? Like, I don't know. Just the way he described his cranberry sauce, I just want it. And I'm not thinking like the way I'm saying it. She's not really, like, I'm thinking she's thinking cranberry sauce. She's not thinking cranberry sauce. She's like, what are you talking about? I go, Cam's cranberry sauce. She goes, quit saying it like that. When you say it like that, it just sounds so sexual. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, how does whoever hit you with a line like, hey, baby, you want me to give you that cranberry sauce?
Right.
That's like, that's not smooth at all. Like, why would you?
No, definitely not
smooth. So, like, I'm saying, Kev makes cranberry. She goes, oh, I want some Kev's cranberry sauce. I go, don't ever say that to me again. So we was talking about your cranberry sauce, and I thought I was going to get a little nibble today, but.
I got you. So
you said that last week.
No, seriously. I got you. I'm going to be off this weekend. All right. I got you.
I'm barbecuing Monday.
I got you.
MLK Day, so I'll barbecue.
And I'm going to bring some cranberry sauce.
Bring the cranberry sauce.
I'm in there.
Let's see.
Like swimwear.
I was about to say that. So Cat Williams been really going off.
Going ham.
Giving everybody the business. Just go lining them up.
Shooting them all down.
Well, what's your thoughts? Like, do you feel like there's a lot of truth to what he's saying? Is he like just name dropping, or is he like just trying to, I wouldn't say trying to get famous because you know who Cat Williams is, right. But is he trying to become relevant?
I mean, I don't think that he's ever been like not relevant. I would say that right now has been probably one of the more quieter times in his life, but, well, not life, but his career. But, man, just looking at the podcast, or well, should I say listening to it, and I'd say that's probably about 85% true.
I was gonna say you just can't throw out numbers.
15% lies.
You think so? Wow.
Yeah.
I would probably go a little bit bigger on the lying part. I'll probably go a good 70-40.
70-40?
Yeah. You got to give 110%. I would probably go
70-30.
I'll say about a good, because, like, I don't know. A lot of the shit he says is kind of like, I do see it, but some of it's like, I can't see it.
Yeah, no. There's absolutely some stuff that's just like, all right. You're going crazy you're
really reaching right now.
Yeah, you're going
crazy. But it's almost like, I really could see that. I could see that happening.
You know, like if you look at the, you know, kind of one of the things that a lot of people was talking about, you know, of course, Steve Harvey, not Bernie Mac.
Man, that one, I don't know. Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know?
No, I'm saying like, I'm on his side on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because especially when they started like playing like the older clips and like comparing them, like,
word for word.
Yeah.
Word for word.
But in that industry, it, like, stealing jokes, I feel like it's not as uncommon as you would think.
No, it's not that it's uncommon, but he's just saying that these motherfuckers that you think are funny ain't funny like that.
Do you think Cat Williams is funny?
I think Cat Williams is pretty funny.
He gives me a chuckle, but I wouldn't be like,
yeah,
I want to go see Cat Williams. I wouldn't drop like 50 a ticket for him.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. But I don't think that anybody is like, even my favorite comedian right now isn't like at his best. You know,
who's your favorite comedian?
Chris Rock.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I fuss with Chris Rock.
Interesting. You know, I would have thought that.
You know, you even look at like Dave Chappelle and his last stand up. Like, I don't think that Dave's all that funny. I know that for a lot of people, that's, you know, a lot of people's favorite right now.
Dave right now is just more. I think he's up there because he's more controversial. He's gonna say the shit that a lot of people don't want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still funny. I like Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's very iconic. I feel like when it comes to that area, he's up there with the kings of comedy. But like right now, I don't think he has knee slappers like he did.
No.
But the shit he says, like, hey, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, he's more of a conversationalist.
Yeah.
You know?
But Cat Williams, his voice gets on my nerves.
He does have that.
It really gets on my nerves.
He has that whininess to his voice and how he talks. Yeah. But
yeah, I'm not really.
But he's pretty funny. Now, the last couple of specials that I've seen of his,
I've never seen one special of his.
Really?
Not one. You know who I used to think was real funny? I like their special, John Leguizamo.
Really?
Yeah. I liked his specials because I feel like he could really tell a story. I feel like he was more of a storytelling artist.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tell a story, like his acting, he's not the greatest actor, but when he tells his stories,
mm-hmm.
you can really differentiate. I can't say that. Say it again. Let me see your lips. different what? Differentiate.
Yeah.
All right, differentiate. I can't say it. I got to read your mouth. You can really tell the different characters in his story. He really like puts himself in it, and I really like that.
So he tells stories, but he's kind of like a physical.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that he's a comedian, mm-hmm. but I've never looked at any of his.
I feel like his acting sucks. His movies, but he has iconic movies though.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of good movies. A lot of good movies.
I don't think he's a great actor, though.
No. So you go from, man. So with the Steve Harvey shit, he spoke a lot of truth about that. Cause I never was a fan of Steve Harvey's show.
Right.
Never watched it. Like I may have caught in however long that show was on the air. I may have like watched 15 minutes total time. Like, I never seen.
Forgot about the show until you brought it up, to be honest.
Yeah, because it was probably pretty forgettable.
Yeah, it very, very much was.
You know, so.
Who was your favorite king of comedy?
I would say, so my favorite would probably be D.L. Hughley.
Really?
But I think who had the best set was Bernie Mac.
All day. He's my favorite king.
Yeah, he had the best set, but my favorite of those four, D.L. Hughley. Mm. I like comedians that do the whole gamut, you know what I'm saying? That adds like a little bit of political and, you know, all of that.
A mixture of everything.
Yeah, they're not just specific to one thing.
Yeah, Bernie Mac was. I feel he was real to his family. He was real family heavy on his stories. Mm-hmm. But I like Bernie Mac's movies too.
Really,
I really like his movies.
He had a little run. He definitely had a run.
He had some good movies.
What Mr. 300?
The one with Ashton Kutcher was really good.
That's the one that I was about to say.
Yeah, that other
who's,
one.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, right?
Nah, that was a long-ass title. You just, like, gave the whole movie that whole title.
But
I think Guess Who. That's all it was.
What? Oh, it was Guess Who.
Yeah, you like, Guess Who's Coming. It didn't say nothing. Like, you just went off. Like, no, it's just Guess Who.
So it was a remake from another movie. I think that was the name of...
I guess. I don't know.
But, yeah, okay.
And what was the other one? Cedric? I don't care for his movies. I feel like Cedric tries really hard.
I don't care for Cedric. I don't think that he's funny. I've never thought that he was funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't either. I never thought Steve Harvey was funny either.
I thought Steve is funny, but he's not like, I don't think that he's.
Steve's a better host than he is a comedian.
I think that him having the jobs that he has now is like his sweet spot.
Yeah. Oh, all day. That's what I'm saying. He's a better host than an actual comedian because he's funny.
Yeah.
But can he stand up there and like really just constantly be funny throughout the whole hour or whatever? No.
Right.
But can he like host some funny shit? Yeah. He brings life to it.
Yeah. He thank God for Family Feud and everything. Like he was like perfect for that.
You want to just touch his mustache?
No.
I do. I should look just like.
You wonder if it's fake too?
Nah, like I know it's real, but like, damn, like how thick, like how dense is it? Like, I just want to stick my finger in his mustache and just
and wiggle it.
Yeah, like you don't ever feel like that? Was it just me?
Yeah, it's just you.
Oh,
I don't like I of course have a beard, and I've let my beard grow.
Don't compare your beard to his mustache.
No, I'm not.
He got like a life insurance policy on his mustache, like
for real.
Like, yeah,
but I've. like, you know, what I was getting at is I've let my beard grow longer. I've let my beard grow shorter. I can't do a thick mustache like that. Like, it's...
That's weird.
It's extremely weird.
I can't grow a beard at all. I tried one time. Like, I didn't shave for, like 2 months. And I went out. Somebody thought I was sick. Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
You're being funny.
I'm not being funny. I'm being truthful. I thought I could share with you. Somebody asked, like...
See, that's part of comedy. You know,
somebody thought
saying?
I was really sick. Like, they were covering their mouth the whole time they were talking to me. I'm like, are you okay? They're like, I'm fine. And, like,
are you okay?
Later on, I heard from somebody else that they were asking, what's wrong with him? Like, is he okay? Or is he dying? Like,
I saw Jeff the other day, and, man, he's looking all small and shit.
He look rough.
He's got straggly hairs all over his face.
So the way my shit grows is in patches. Like, for real. Like, I have one long-ass patch where I can braid and shit. And then the rest is, like, little peach fuzz. Then I have some, like, stubble.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's weird. And I can't grow a beard.
You know, maybe you have to put some, like, Rogaine on your face or something.
Can you do that?
Pretty sure you can.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm about to think about that.
I mean, like...
I put Nair on my head one time. It burned. My whole head was red.
I mean, I can see it because that's how it has to, you know, kill the hair.
It burned bad, though. And it was weird. It took it off in patches. So when after I washed it off, I left it on for like, I tried to go like 3 or 5 minutes. Uh-huh. It started burning. So I just jumped the shot, started washing it off. Uh-huh. I had like a little ball. It looked like cul-de-sacs. My head looked like a map. Like, it was just weird, yeah.
Fucking Patch Adams over here.
But yeah, I can't grow a beard.
So the other thing that, now I'm going to ask you a question because you may know it. I don't. Why has he always had a beef with Kevin Hart?
Kevin's the man. When you up there, like,
before Kevin Hart was even like the man, and I'm not talking about from this interview standpoint, yeah. I'm just talking about like, he's always had a deal with Kevin Hart. Is it
maybe there's got to be some underlining? Like,
do they have short beef or something?
I had to do that. That was stupid.
I mean, they're both short as shit. Like,
that's short dumb. Beef. I bet you Kevin Hart whoop his ass on. Oh,
I guarantee it. Little short, muscular fucker. What? He's a little short.
That was
fucker.
A hard, like, an F and an R on that one. Just fucker. You short fucker.
Yeah.
Like, that was tough.
He's a little short fucker.
I get it. Like, you don't have to repeat it. Like, I got it.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. There's some, like just something we don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, he really.
He don't like Kevin Hart too much.
A slap in the face. You think Kevin Hart's wife going on tour with Cat Williams is... Do you think it's personal or?
I think she's trying to seize the opportunity.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, I didn't even know. I was about to say, you know, like what I normally say, the B word, but I'm trying not to say it.
These hoes ain't liking it out there.
But I didn't know that she was. I didn't know that she was a comedian. I didn't know that she was a joke writer. Kevin Hart's been in the spotlight for like the last 10 or more years. Why haven't we heard you write a joke?
Maybe she's written some of his.
Supposedly, she helped craft some of his jokes. Supposedly. I don't know. I wasn't in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody will ever know. Because, like, I mean, there's probably comedians out there that have other people writing the shit. You never...
I mean, that's one thing... That's one thing that you, excuse me. That's one thing. That's one thing that you have with a lot of comedians. Like, they have writers. Like, Dave Chappelle don't write all of his material. You know what I'm saying?
You got a team. Like, yeah. you have to have a team. You have to, I mean, I don't think any one comedian out there can say, I 100% write my shit. If you do, that's probably why you haven't been heard.
Right.
You got to have that variety.
True.
And, like, it's just, I don't know. Like, is it, but that's what I'm saying. Do you think it's, what do you think Kev feels about this? You don't give a fuck. Like, I'll smash Cat Williams in my wallet. I don't care.
I think that he probably,
You think Cat gonna try to hit it?
Dog, just male ego.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Male ego, you're gonna feel some kind of way about it. You know what I'm saying? And then to know that you're spending that much time with this person.
So turn into like a Biggie and Pac situation with Faith.
Yeah, I don't think that Pac hits Faith, but you know, whatever.
You don't think so?
No.
I think he did.
I ain't never, the one thing about Faith, she talks, she pops her shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard her say that she has sex with that dude.
Yeah, but like women don't be saying that. Like you ask a woman their body count, what's the rule? Multiply by three?
Man, if a woman that has sex with Tupac, they gonna say,
not if you married a Biggie. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just another guy. When you're already in that realm, when you marry to a legend and you have sex with another legend, are you really having sex with another legend? It's just another guy. This is what I do. I got that bomb ass pussy.
Biggie Pac. And I'm not talking about as far as, you know, them as artists and shit like that. I'm just talking about two dudes walking down the street. You got Big over here. You got Pac over here. Like, she's going to be like,
that's what I'm saying. So you don't think Pac hit it? Like, she's already fucking Biggie. Like, you can only do better.
I don't think that happened. I think she would say something.
How the fuck do we get from here from Cat?
You did that.
All right. So is this a slap in the face?
Yeah, it's a slap in the face.
Should Cat be upset?
I don't think he shouldn't be upset, because if he really wanted to help her, he
could have put her on a long time ago.
Yeah. So you can't be mad that she's taking the opportunity, because obviously, again, it's opportunistic, right? It's kind of fucked up that you're going out with like my enemy, but I understand. Especially now, we can say two things about it, right? It can be fucked up, or we can look at it as being fucked up right now. But as long as she don't say nothing about Kev while she's on tour, then she's cool. She held it down.
Damn, that's going to be crazy. I didn't think about that.
But if she's out there, you know, spitting venom.
Bumping her gums.
Nah, fuck you and him.
It was his wife number three, though, right?
No, she's wife number one.
This is the first one?
Yeah.
He's been divorced before.
To her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know. I ain't near his love life like that.
Come on. You're supposed to.
Why?
You're supposed to know this shit.
No, I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to know this shit. Was there anything else that like stood out to you?
On the Cat?
Yeah.
That motherfucker fast. I saw his running video.
I mean, he's got a little speed too.
Nah, he'll smoke you.
Shit.
Oh, please.
Shit.
He'd give me a 5-day head start and still whoop my ass.
He wouldn't smoke me.
Shit.
Man. What the youngins be saying? I be smoking on that Cat Pack, nigga.
What? No. I ain't never heard no young person say that.
You ain't never.
Hell nah.
You ain't never heard when rappers be saying that they smoking on somebody?
Like a Cat Pack?
His name is Cat.
And the pack?
Yeah, they say, like, whoever the person's name is, they smoking on that person's pack.
I ain't never heard that in my life.
Man. And you all over TikTok and shit. Come on, man. Get it together.
All right, I'm going to look that up. I ain't never heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like you just made something up.
Nah.
I really do. He faster. He definitely outrun you.
He wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
All right.
We're going to time you. On
next time, we going to time me, and I'm going to bet. I guarantee.
Throw out a number.
It'll be faster than his number.
Really?
Yeah.
A 4-4.
It'll be faster than his 4. What is it? 4-4-7. Mm-hmm. It'll be faster than that.
We're gonna have to see.
What did that old little country dude that used to cook say? I guarantee. I guarantee.
Let's want to put a bet?
No, I ain't putting no bet.
Just me and you.
No, I got a stretch. Hopefully, I'll pull a hamstring.
Damn. Put him down. Horse is done.
4-4. I'm going to do a Jay-Z verse. It's a 4-4-4. Yeah. That's what I'm going to run.
That sounds like a Wendy I order.
4-4-4. You know why I'm here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Like, man, dang, I'm not going to tell that story. The old bro Redden. Man. Speaking of jumping or running.
He did it all.
That motherfucker, yeah. He, all right. You don't know who the old bro Redden is. This dude, like, how
he
far?
He took the internet by storm.
How far would y'all, how high would you say that jump is? Like, he's Superman, the judge, for not giving him, was denying him bail.
Yeah.
He jumped over.
Well, parole.
The parole. The, he, those podiums are pretty good, what, 5 feet?
I would say higher than that.
About 5'6"?
6'7". Because, you know what I'm saying? They're like.
They like you to look up at them, so they up at
you. Yeah, they're up off the ground.
Yeah, so they want you to look up at them. So, yeah, this dude jumped over that, attacked this judge.
Cleared it. Not just jumped over it. Cleared
it. Had some room to spare.
Yeah.
Attacked this judge and just went off on her.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel bad for her?
I mean, I didn't feel bad for her, but somebody should have been able to intervene before you got there.
Not me, though.
Somebody should, like... The whole time that I kept seeing the pictures and the videos, I'm just like, how the fuck did this motherfucker get there that quick and nobody was able to intervene?
Threw some licks in and everything. He was back there for a good minute.
Yeah. Did you see
Went through some cases? And...
You see the dude that was hitting him? And he was hitting him like it was like little rabbit punches. You could tell he's never had a fight a day in his life. He started off hitting him with the little short punches, and then he started hammer fisting. Like I gotta get a little more leverage in this shit. Like, that shit was
bless
hilarious.
His heart though, bro. He tried.
He tried. He gonna go around the hood talking about. Yeah, you saw I got him off.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be his talk. That was his 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, I got him off the judge, though.
And then they brought dude back. They had him every kind of shackled.
He looked like, what was dude's name on Silence of the Lambs? they had him like that shit.
Hi, Clarice.
Yeah. Had him with the spit mask on and everything. Yeah.
And then they gave him, I don't know what he wound up ending up with. I know we heard 4 years, but I think you said that was the previous case.
Yeah, that's on the previous case.
They haven't even sentenced him.
On the new case.
But they gave him everything. It was like 14 felony counts in one day.
Shit's crazy.
Sound like my Friday nights. 14 felony counts in one day.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Life.
You gonna eat your cornbread.
Right. Motherfucker ain't seen. He gonna be in there for a long ass time.
You don't like that movie, do you?
Fuck no.
Why you make that face?
I hate that movie, dog. I literally hate that fucking movie. But we're not gonna get on that right now.
Oh my God. What's a good age for kids to start being able to stay home by themselves? What would you think? You got your little baby girl now.
Yeah, she ain't ready yet. No. She ain't ready yet. You know,
couple more months.
Yeah, nah. But I think in all honesty, I don't think that there's a specific age, right? I think that it's
mentality.
It's per child. Like, you've got some kids like I know when I was growing up, like, man, kids used to have to, you know, walk home. They had the key waiting for them under the doormat. And
these days are just soft as fuck, bro.
Like, you know, maybe we had more responsibility put on us because that's kind of just what you had to do. Like, look, I'm going to be at work until this time. Mm-hmm. Your mom's going to be at work until this time.
Don't open the door for whatever.
Grandma will come over here, or you get dropped off to grandma's house. You know, It's kind of different, you know, but as far as like just sitting in the house, I think, again, I don't think that it's a specific age. I think it's really based off of the kid. But if I'm going to say an age, somewhere between 10 and 12.
That's where I was going with it. I was about 11 or 12. I would say that, like, yeah. Like, if you there with somebody else, like another sibling, mm-hmm. I'll say 10 and be okay. By yourself, I'd say about 12 maybe.
Yeah. Because, I mean, think about it like this. Like, when would you say you started kind of like cooking for yourself?
That's what I was thinking right now. Like, when you can start like making your own like little bread, at least eggs or something.
Yeah.
You're good by yourself.
Yeah, because it's like, most people have some type of, you know, whether it's Ring or whatever, some type of, you know, surveillance system. You know, as long as them up.
Sucks though, man. Because back then when I was by myself, woo boy, I tell you.
Acting a fool.
Shit, I ran that house. I paid the bills around here.
Oh, man. I can only imagine.
Man, I ran that motherfucker. Like, I walked around just swinging all by myself.
Don't look swinging? At me
like that. Yeah. little swing, but I just walked around like, man, I owned that motherfucker when I was staying at home by myself.
You was doing the Conor McGregor before Conor.
My mom called me talking about, I want that living room picked up before I get home. I hang up. I said, shit, then you come home and pick it up. Like, I talk all types of shit. Man, imagine having security cameras. Man. We wouldn't be talking right now. I'd be dead. No. The shit I did, I'd be dead, bro.
See, I know like me with... Like, my mom had my younger sister when I was, like, 11. So, I was helping out with a kid and stuff like that. Like, you know, helping my mom out and you know, if like, to give her a little bit of break or whatever. Like, so I was...
You're a good kid.
Yeah, I was helping out.
I don't see you being a bad kid.
Nah.
I was bad as shit. I was bad. Not like my dad's other son. My dad's other son, he was just a good kid, baby. Everybody babying him. Grew up, still a baby.
Why is your face like that?
Like,
you got the rapper screw face on.
Just thinking about it, bro. Like,
like you smell shit.
I'm just saying, like, we grew up two different ways.
No, I mean, We all do, but I think at that point in time, like, yeah, you should be able to cook yourself something, don't answer a door, know the numbers that you need to call, you know what I'm saying? As you know, have a game plan, you know what I'm saying? If this happens, you know, obviously call 911. If a fire breaks out, here's the motherfucking, you know, this. The fire extinguisher, this is how to use it.
Shit, we've been running drills in my house for a couple years already. Like, I just randomly, bad guy. For real, bro, I just yell, bad guy. My son running the safe, deet, 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 grab that thing, secure the front door, my daughter in the closet calling the police.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, I'm saying, we time them and everything.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because one time there's this dude that just walked in our house like nothing. Like, just like he owned the spot. Like when that motherfucker paying rent.
Damn.
And his story was he had the wrong apartment. Okay, at that time, when you walk in, you have to walk through a long-ass hallway mm-hmm. just to even get to where he was. You had to pass three rooms. You know you weren't in the right apartment as soon as you walk in. You got family pictures all everywhere. Like, you knew you wasn't. So, man, I went and grabbed that thing. By the time I come back to the living room, he was gone. Like, my wife chased him out, everything. My kids was all scared. Caught him outside, and he was like, nah, man, it's wrong apartment, this and that. We don't know who he was this day, but since then, we've been running drills.
Damn.
Yeah. I moved my safe and everything because I had to go under my bed, pull it out. Like, I moved it right there to the wall now, like fingerprint safe and everything. Got high tech, facial scanners.
No, I do have the little fingerprint thumb scanner. Yeah.
Yeah, we got all that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, we do. Like, my kids both know how to handle a firearm.
Okay. You
know, I take him to the range every so often. I yell bad guy, and my son, he secured the front door. He secures both, like, whatever exits he can.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets between those and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter hides. She knows what address to give him, everything. She knows all that.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, when baby gets older.
Run it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's important to teach kids about firearms.
Absolutely.
Because, like, that's how a lot of them get hurt. Like, because you see these kids, like, you know what I hate the most? When they hold it upside down with their fingers and they're like.
Right. Like, they're just dangling it.
Yeah, bro.
Like, nah. That's not how they do it.
That's how they be getting hurt. But Alaskan Airlines, a window blew out.
It's not a window.
It was a door.
Yes.
How did it blow out?
It air pressure. Well, I mean, I'm gonna assume that it's air pressure. Obviously, they're still doing an investigation to figure it out. But excuse me, it was a non-operational door that blew out.
The fuck does that mean? Like nobody used it?
Yeah, it's a door that isn't for operational use. So it's like
not operational.
Besides that,
but like, I mean, when you say it's non-operational, like,
it's almost like decoration.
See, when you say non-operational, like that means it don't work. It's not operating.
Yeah, it's not so made to work.
It, open? It should have opened.
It's
obviously it was operating at that time.
I mean, I guess you could say so.
What would you do? You on that for airline? Like, they getting money?
Oh, they getting money.
Anybody die?
Nobody died. They say that like the kid that was like by that window or by the door, my fault, sucked his shirt off. Just
oh shit,
tore his shirt off.
How scared would you be? I was shitting myself.
Dog, did you see the video? Everybody's just sitting there, all calm and shit. Motherfucker's hair was just flying in the wind.
Them Alaskans, bro. Them Alaskans.
That's just the name of the airline.
Oh, you said it was from shit. So what do you mean? You don't have to be Alaskan to fly Alaskan Airlines?
No, it's just the name of an airline.
You're full of shit. Yes, you do.
You know?
I never see no Alaska airline just flying over my head.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Cause we not in Alaska.
It's an airline.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not coming from... So they weren't even near Alaska.
They were going to like Portland or somewhere.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's kind of by Alaska.
Not really.
It's a little bit. It's the closest state to Alaska.
No, it's not. Like,
yeah, it is because you got Oregon right there. Well, you got what else is there?
They're like.
I mean, you got another country.
Alaska's like, yeah, it's.
No.
Yeah.
You not know where your states are?
Yeah, I do.
Well, the only thing separating one is Montana right there. Or is that more west or east? Yeah, more
no, that's
east.
North, or is that east? We both. You got, of course, Montana, Utah, all that stuff that's up there. All
right. It's map time. Where's Dora the Explorer? All
right. But yeah, it's not that close. I mean, it ain't that far, but it ain't that close.
That's what I'm saying. Like, look, it's only like half an inch away. You got Portland, Seattle's right there, Washington. Yeah. You only got Washington between the, well, then you got British Columbia and all that, like millions of miles, but it's right there. It's a stone's throw away.
With whose arm? Who's throwing it?
So Alaska Airlines, back to my question. You don't have to be Alaskan to fly there?
No, you don't have to be Alaskan to fly there.
I'm going to fact check.
You don't have to be Alaskan to fly there. You don't have to be in Alaska to fly there. It's just the airline.
I've never been to Alaska, and I can fly Alaskan Airlines.
Yes.
You full of shit.
You can use Southwest to fly to Alaska, whatever. But Alaskan Airlines, they may not be in every airport, but it's just a regular airline.
Really?
Yes.
Did you fact check this?
I don't have to fact check.
Yeah, you do, because a lot of shit you be saying sometimes.
Do you hear the confidence that I'm talking with?
I'm at.
I be doing my shit.
I'm going to have to look this up. I really feel like you have to be Alaskan.
Google it.
Like an Eskimo or something.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
Nah, you don't.
So the door blew out. They finna get paid.
Dog, yes.
I be getting on my neck and my back. Just like, I be, man.
Just think about, well, one, it would be terrifying while you're you know, flying and that shit's going on.
What's the one thing everybody tries to sue on? Like you got scared or what is it? It's a word. I can't think of the word. Where they're like traumatized.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, I'll be big on that. Whatever that word is. That's my lawyer. That's why I don't know the word. That's my lawyer's job to know that.
All I can tell you, I would be calculating in my mind the whole time while I'm flying there with my feet pressed up against the floorboards and me holding down, like, calculating how much money am I going to get from this.
How mad would you be if they were like, we're only going to pay the people that are Alaskan?
That, That wouldn't happen.
But you don't know that. Let's just stick with it. Let's just say I possibly could be right.
You possibly couldn't be.
How mad would you be? Like, you're a little too dark to be up this high. Like, you would, you don't look Alaskan. You shouldn't even have been on this plane.
Give me 1 month. Don't play with me.
So, Alaskan Airlines, I'm going to look that up.
Look it up.
I just don't.
It's true. It's all true.
Really?
Yeah. All true.
Wow. All right. Would you want to live in a world without stereotypes, or do you think some stereotypes are healthy? Now, we went over this, kind of.
Just a little.
What, like, okay, for the ones that don't know, such as myself earlier.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What's a good stereotype? Give me an example.
Like, a good stereotype is, like, all black people can dance.
Okay. What would be a Mexican stereotype?
I don't know. You would have to tell me that.
So, like, what? Like a stereotype saying that because you're Mexican, like, you got 7 people in your car for a 2-seater.
Okay.
Right? That'd be a stereotype?
That could be a stereotype. You fit,
yeah.
You eat rice a lot?
That'd be more beans. That'd beans. Be Chinese. Chinese okay. would be the rice. That's a stereotype.
Yeah?
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. Do you think that... like, some stereotypes obviously are kind of fucked up because, you know, motherfuckers be racist and
like, your uncles aren't from here.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, you can look at it like that. Like, where you from and, you know, shit like that.
You gonna tell me where your mommy stay? Where your daddy stay?
Uh-huh. But no, like, I think that some stereotypes are cool. Right.
So you want to live in a world with stereotypes?
Yeah, because I mean, as a black male, I've been able to be, you know.
What's some stereotypes you don't like? For your race.
That all black people love chicken.
That's.
So what you gotta say? What you gotta say?
Chicken's good. Okay, let me start off like the chicken's good. I ain't black and I like chicken.
Right.
Chicken's good.
But that's what I'm saying.
So if you ever met a black person don't like chicken?
Have I met anybody that don't like chicken?
Damn, that's good. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I'm just, I mean, like,
it's like
the, so it is true if you say all black people like chicken. I mean, that there is some truth to that.
Yeah, but most people say it in a, like, derogatory way.
I get you.
And that's why, you know.
Chicken's good, though.
It is. You know, it's like, you know, all black people can run fast.
I mean, Cat Williams really just kind of did that.
You know what I'm saying?
Is this bad for me that? Okay. Whenever I barbecue and I'm going to invite, like, you know, a lot of my friends are black.
Mm-hmm.
I always ask, do you eat pork? Is that a stereotype? Is that racist?
No. That's a good question.
Like, that's a good question to ask. I always feel like I'm being racist by asking them that.
No.
And I'm like, and my baby gets all like, don't be asking stuff like that. I'm like, well, a lot of motherfuckers don't.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not.
I want to be like able to like, I want you to come over and like, all I have is pork. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely not a racist question. Okay. It's not anything that even,
We should do that one day. We should just have a sit down and see what can we ask y'all. That like other people.
Y'all.
Why are you giving I'm saying y'all, like, yeah, y'all. Like, why are you so bad?
Nobody likes y'all.
Okay, if I'm sitting over there, like, and they'd be like, y'all thirsty? I'm like, yeah, if I'm thirsty, yeah. We're talking about a group of y'all.
Well, who are you talking about, y'all?
I'm saying like black people. What are some questions we can ask and some we can't?
But you can't say y'all.
So how would I group you? How would I group y'all?
You don't. Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord.
All right, what's another stereotype y'all don't like? See, but like, you, what's another stereotype you don't like?
That I don't like.
I'm trying to think, I can't even think of stereotypes that, they be saying with us. Like, a lot of shit is real. Like, we have birth certificates. I'm like, yeah, you're right. A lot of us don't.
There's a lot, and I wish that I would have put a little more time and energy into it. And that's why I was saying, because there's a ton.
We don't ever write our show. It's all scripted. It's never scripted.
Yeah, there's a ton of like stereotypical stuff that people say, you know, about Black people as far as like the stereotypes, right? So, you know, and like I said, a lot of them are negative stereotypes, but then again, there's a lot of good stereotypes. So like, say you're dating outside of your race.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Black dude, a stereotype is Black dudes have big penises.
I wish they would say that about me. Like, so, that's a good. Is that a good one or bad one?
It's a good one.
So, okay, that's
what I'm saying. There, like, if you don't have,
y'all lucky to have that stereotype.
If you don't have that stereotype, it's like a lot of these other ones is just like, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for them to be able to say like, all Mexicans have big penises and they like chicken, I'd be cool with that. Like,
oh shit,
they call me y'all all you want, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm really still trying to think of like stereotypes of Mexican people, but I would think that I don't have that in my repertoire.
I don't know what that means, but that's good,
cause like I'm not that dude, you know what I'm saying?
See, I feel like I can sit here all day and just name some. Now I feel racist.
See, and I'm not that dude. Like, I just can't think of anything.
What's a stereotype about another race? Maybe it could be Mexican, white, Black, Chinese, or not, other than Black, because you're Black. Other than Black, that you would want, and what's another one you wouldn't want? I'll tell you right now, I want the big penis.
Okay, stereotype. They say there's a couple. They say that white people smell like dog when it rains.
What? Hold on, say it again. Like, did you say white people smell like dog when it rains? Who the fuck told you that? Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. Bro.
You've never heard that?
I ain't never heard that in my life.
Ask somebody at work tomorrow.
I ain't ever heard that in my life.
Oh, my God. For real.
Who comes up with this shit?
White people don't wash their legs.
What?
They don't use washcloths.
I mean, who does, really?
Black people.
I would use a little...
loofah?
Nah, it looks like
soap?
Like a sponge. Not a sponge, but like a net kind of in a ball kind of looking thing. You never seen what
a loofah?
It's not a loofah. Is it a loofah? To me, when you say loofah, that's like the coral.
It's the little
thing. You squish it. It looks like a hairnet.
Yeah, and you can make sure.
I use a brush. Like, yeah. I have a long-ass brush with, like, bristles and shit.
Uh-huh.
I use that.
Yeah. Use a washcloth.
Nah, I don't use no washcloth.
Soap. Make sure that it ensures that you get nice and clean.
I don't see how. I feel like the brush actually scrubs you. I don't see a washcloth scrubbing you. They're soft.
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely scrubbing your skin off.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I've never heard the dog thing. That's all right. So back to our question. Which one you want and which one you don't want?
I don't want to.
You don't want to smell like a dog.
I don't want to smell like a dog when it rains.
Which one that you want that you'd be like, damn, I wish they said that about me. Y'all got a lot of good ones. Like, fuck, what?
Like,
y'all run fast, jump high, got big penises. Like, bro, like, that's three right there. I'll take them all day.
Yeah, I mean, it, like I said, some stereotypes is cool, but again, it's like, so think about it like this. If you, the Black dude, and you live in, say, a Mexican neighborhood, mm-hmm. y'all gonna play sports, right?
Hey,
let's go out and play.
Hey, Kev, because we're going to win.
Let's play football or let's go play basketball.
You'll be the first one chosen.
you're the first one chosen, but you're trash. You're not good at sports.
Oh, you're saying if like the black kid wasn't.
The black kid's not good at sports. Now they're looking at you like, the
you're not doing your job.
The fuck happened to you?
Yeah, like.
What fucking, where'd you come from?
Who raised you?
Yeah. God. Where the fuck you come from?
Is that you?
Fuck no.
So right there, that just kind of like.
I mean, I'm good at sports.
Because you black.
Like I said, some stereotypes are.
I'm saying, like, man, I got all the good ones. What's a bad stereotype for black people then?
I mean, there's a lot.
Like, give me one.
Let me see.
See, there can't be that many. You really got to think.
No, I'm trying to think of like a not bad one. A not bad, bad one.
I guess our best one would be like we work a lot.
Yeah, that's a stereotype.
Like you want something to build fast, get some Mexicans.
That y'all have a lot of families. Y'all. Yeah.
See? When you say it though, you're meaning like as a group. That's the way I say it. Like I'm meaning just like I don't mean like the way you say it, like who y'all people. I'm like, no, I'm saying y'all.
See, but it just sounds different. It just doesn't sound good.
You know
what
someone told me, that I have a black card? What's that mean?
That black people fuck with you.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I feel like it is.
Yeah. Let's see.
All right, so
you build y'all.
We build shit fast.
Build shit fast. Damn, you fucked me up. There was a one that
we cook like a motherfucker. A lot of family.
Oh, a lot of family.
Big families.
Big families, but or extra families.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know, they be saying that Mexican Latin men. Like to get around.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? That's a stereotype that
ain't lie.
Be having families here, there, and everywhere.
I feel like men were made to
procreate.
What?
Procreate.
I was gonna say procrastinate.
No, procrastinate is like bullshit.
Oh no, nah, definitely not. What's procreate mean?
Procreate. That means the
procreate?
No, create.
Okay. Oh, procreate. Yeah. We're trying to create life.
Yes.
There you go. I feel like, oh, man, like we there to spread the seed.
Yeah.
I try to get baby to understand that I got slapped.
You need to sow her seed.
Nah, man. I'm done. Well, I don't know yet. We talked about it. I don't know. Okay. Which one what's one that you want?
I mean, the big penis.
No, it has to be another race.
Oh, from another race.
Like, I'm gonna go ahead and borrow that stereotype.
Damn. Jewish people, good with money.
You don't want that one?
No, I want that one.
You do want that one. Oh yeah, because y'all ain't good with money.
See? That's and like that, we out.
You've heard them on Bumping Gums.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? This is the Bumping Gums Podcast.
Dirty J.
My baby mama hit me up the other day talking about, what are you going to do for school? She goes, oh, no, like, aren't you going to help? You're right. Let's do this. Let's try to go to court. Let's see if maybe I can give you, like, a check or something. Let's just call it child. Oh, wait, you get that. It's called child support.
And you hear your daughter in the room, and she's making sounds that your wife don't make. I'm kicking the door in. I'm pulling that mother up out of her.
Dirty J. presents. Bumping Gums.